Hello, my name is Floyd Maxwell, justthinkit.com. This video is called Consequences of a Spring and Loop Theory, E Cubed. We learn more by looking for the answer to a question and not finding it than from learning the answer itself. Lloyd Alexander. When spring loop theory first looked at Einstein's equation, it didn't offer a direct derivation of the equation. Despite this shortcoming, spring and loop theory did list some benefits of the seeming non-result. Spring and loop theory said that struggle was good for us. Spring and loop theory left work for others to gain credit for. And spring and loop theory didn't break. Spring and loop theory also observed that the three components of E equals mc squared are exactly the same three components of spring and loop theory. E, energy, i.e. springs, m, mass, i.e. loops, and c, the speed of light, i.e. spring bump speed. It is by logic that we prove, but by intuition that we discover. To know how to criticize is good. To know how to create is better. Henri Poincaré. Spring and loop theory so far. Spring and loop theory is a new model of how things work at the lowest level. For the skeptics, it is important to note that, unlike most other alternative theories, spring and loop theory largely harmonizes with the standard model. But where physics finds unresolvable problems, spring and loop theory provides a simpler, more consistent explanation. For example, spring and loop theory has a fundamental explanation of what dark energy is, and simply discards the notions of dark matter and Big Bang inflationary period as unnecessary nonsense. Spring and loop theory predictions. Spring and loop theory has furnished theoretical explanations for how gravity works, why information is lost in a black hole, and hundreds of other answers to long-standing physics problems. Over the years since its conception, spring and loop theory's clarifying lens has also yielded much simpler pictures of the atom and the quantum world. Predictions made there, should they prove to be true, would dislodge some of the greatest logjams in physics. As a man who has devoted his whole life to the most clear-headed science, the study of matter, I can tell you as a result of my research about atoms this much. There is no matter as such. All matter originates and exists only by virtue of a force which brings the particle of an atom to vibration and holds this most minute solar system of the atom together, Max Planck. Spring and loop theory dreams. Neutrinos remained a major puzzle to spring and loop theory for much of the past 2 years, but recently succumbed to spring and loop theory's relentless distillation process. The resultant predictions about the composition of our universe, what causes it to expand, and why neutrinos can travel faster than light represent some of the first forays into completely new physics territory. And then, this better neutrino model prompted spring and loop theory to predict a rather startling tendency of newly formed black holes. Why do you necessarily have to be wrong just because a few million people think you are? Frank Zappa. Spring and loop theory goes too far. Firstly, you can never go too far. Secondly, spring and loop theory will now do so. Thirdly, and without further ado, E sub t equals mc cubed. Every great advance in science has issued from a new audacity of imagination, John Dewey. Someone has some splaining to do. Spring and loop theory now understands why E equals mc squared didn't just pop right out the first time round. E equals mc squared isn't the whole story. E sub t equals mc cubed is. Converting the equation to words, we have the total energy of the system, from spring and loop theory's more complete perspective, is equal to the mass of the matter loops involved times the spring bump speed cubed. Explain the cubed, or the theory dies. Interesting that a Google search for breaks or the theory dies returned a single result. An Amazon comment for physics on the fringe, smoke rings, circlons, and alternative theories of everything. It has always puzzled spring and loop theory why mass appearance or disappearance, i.e. any mass change, was apparently governed by a square, not a cube, law. Deriving a square law was unthinkable, as it violated spring loop theory's must be simple and intuitive mandate. So spring loop theory tread water, until now. I believe that the main lesson of relativity and quantum theory is that the world is nothing but an evolving network of relationships. Lee Schmolin. Analogy? Spring and Loop Theory models the Planck scale as spherical bundles of energy. So consider the contact area of a ball in a room full of balls. To properly model our spring loop universe, imagine this room filled with half-inch diameter marbles, 7 million of them. These would be the springs. And 7 bowling balls. Those would be the loops. The universal matrix of springs actually outnumbers matter loops by about 10 to the 73 to 1 in air, versus the 10 to the 6 to 1 ratio of our model, making the real effect some 10 to the 67 times more significant than the models. Now remove a ball and work out how many neighboring marbles were affected. You will find a squared effect. Specifically, the number of contact points decreases as the square of bowling ball size. But when you look into the ballroom from outside, you see a cubic decrease in total ball volume when a bowling ball is removed. Wait, why does E equals mc squared work then? Well, it does and it doesn't. If one considers the effect of oneself on others, the addition or subtraction of a person from a dance floor has a squared effect on others. The human halo is an area. However, the change in volume occupied by dance floor patrons when a chump gets dumped by his date is cubic, not quadratic. People love the familiar and predictable, and have crawly sensations at the unfamiliar and unpredictable. Robert Anton Wilson. And now a word from the void. Unlike conventional physics, spring and loop theory has no vacuum catastrophe. Spring loop theory says the theoretical zero-point energy equals the actual vacuum energy. We just can't measure it. Just like the ether. Because it is the ether. Consistent simplicity once again. When we detonate a nuke, the energy release we can measure follows E equals mc squared, i.e. the shock wave area is quadratically related to the blast intensity. Still, it is the volume of nucleons fused that determines how many springs are free, once again, to vibrate at the speed of light, in three directions. Hence, the net effect on the energy of the universe from a nuclear fusion event is proportional to the speed of light cubed. A fact is a simple statement that everyone believes. It is innocent, unless found guilty. A hypothesis is a novel suggestion none want to believe. It is guilty until found effective. Edward Teller. And so, je vous présente spring and loop theory's first equation, E sub t equals mc cubed. Some footnotes. Quillsalt and I Neutrino calculated the ratio of number of springs to number of air molecules in a gas and found it to be 10 to the 73 to 1. When one atom disappears due to nuclear fusion, its absence will be felt by 10 to the 73 springs, with each spring vibrating at the speed of light, when before their vibrations were muted by the presence of the relatively low-energy matter loop. It is in fact the inrushing force of 10 to the 73 ultra-powerful springs that causes the enormous release of energy we can measure. With a factor of 10 to the 8 more energy release going completely unnoticed, except by the universe. Second footnote, viewing E sub t equals mc cubed from the furthest distance, we see that energy is still conserved. All springs were already sharing the atom's space, and their energy was latent or repressed. As an analogy, think of matter loops as a coloring or tainting of springs. A rule of thumb is that a quart of oil can pollute 1 million gallons of water. So when a matter loop becomes pure energy, it is as if those 1 million gallons of water are instantly purified, a large transformation in the blink of an eye.